The Health One healthcare system is proud to have been named one of the top places to work for women in the nation by Newsweek. Health One is the only healthcare provider in Colorado and one of only 6 organizations in the state to be recognized with this award. Thank you to all our colleagues, physicians, and volunteers for making Health One a great place to give and receive care. Learn more about our services, physicians, and locations by visiting healthonecares.com. That's healthonecares.com.
So, what are you thinking for lunch?
I can't. I'm getting new window treatments, so I gotta go home and wait around all afternoon for a design consultation just to get a quote. It's gonna totally mess up my workday.
Why don't you just go to Blinds.com?
Because I need custom products.
Blinds.com products are made to order and totally customizable. And you get upfront pricing right on their website to easily get your quote online.
But I wanna see the products in person.
Blinds.com ships samples to you fast and free. They can even verify your measurements and handle the installation.
Wow. How convenient. Tell me more.
Blinds.com also has a huge selection of stylish shutters, shades, curtains, and options for motorization, even for your patio. Plus, their 100% satisfaction guarantee.
Well, you've convinced me. Let's go eat. I've got time now.
Shop Blinds.com and save 40% on selected products. Get 40% off selected products right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you're having a tremendous Monday night. I'm going to be hanging out here with you for the next 2 hours. Thank you to everybody who's already been hanging out with us. I get started 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. We headed into tonight knowing a few things. Boston Celtics quit last night, Sunday night, and at the Los Angeles Lakers, they were going to face the first chance at elimination, and the Lakers have been eliminated. The Denver Nuggets beat them 113-111. Nikola Jokic comes up with another triple-double, has a few big shots at the end of the game. 30 points, 14 rebounds, and 13 assists. Jamal Murray chips in 25 points. Every Nugget starter finished in double figures. And then we look at the Lakers. They actually led at halftime. LeBron James had 31 points in the first half of the game. The Lakers led 73-58, and they just ran out of gas. LeBron James only 9 points in the second half. They were outscored by, 55-38 points. Anthony Davis gave you 21. D'Angelo Russell, who has been MIA this entire series, was moved out of the starting lineup onto the bench. He only contributed 4 points. LeBron's final stat line in the final game of the season, 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists. And the Los Angeles Lakers, they still go home. We'll have a chance to look at free agency and think about who they might want to bring in. Wink, wink, Kyrie Irving. You know, what happens with an Austin Reeves and Hachimura? And what do you do with some of these contracts? So, a lot of questions for the Lakers. LeBron James is actually sitting right now at the stand, at the table, at the podium, answering a variety of questions about the loss tonight and the Lakers. I heard one question briefly while we were in break. LeBron James just saying, I don't know anything about the future. And so we'll share some of this LeBron audio with you once he finishes up here at the table. But tonight and for the next week, 2 weeks, it's going to be about the Denver Nuggets. They have reached their first NBA Finals in franchise history, and they could thank Nikola Jokic. Jokic walks away with the Western Conference Finals Magic Johnson MVP trophy. It's like, yeah, whoop-de-doo, big deal. Jokic wants the NBA trophy. He don't care about no Western Conference Finals MVP. He's won two NBA MVPs. There's only one more thing left for him to get, and that's to just be called a champion. And they went on such a big run at the end of the game, and the Los Angeles Lakers were able to pull things close. And Jokic continuing to show his dexterity as an NBA player. We've seen it once, and we saw it again tonight. Anthony Davis is in his grill at the three-point line, and Nikola Jokic decides to shoot a fadeaway three, one-legged fadeaway three, over Anthony Long-Ass Arms Davis. And Nikola Jokic, this was, I don't want to call it the death knell, but this was the, if he's making that shot, you know you're cooked. Take a listen. This is courtesy of the Nuggets Radio Network.
Jokic picked up by Davis. Takes a tough three.
Got it right at the horn! Oh, man!
That put the Nuggets up six. He got busy. Even later on in the game, close to give him that final lead, Nikola Jokic came through with the winning layup. Less than a minute left, and this was the final score, 113 to 111. Take a listen.
Here we go. KCP gets it into Nikola Jokic, guarded by Davis. He puts it on the floor, gets the elbow down the lane. Layup, good!
It's about 4 seconds left in the game. Los Angeles Lakers now have the ball. It's win or go home, win or be eliminated. LeBron James gets the ball at the top of the three. He drives to the basket. He is met by Aaron Gordon. He is met by Jamal Murray. No foul called. LeBron James looked for the whistle. There was no whistle, but there was a final buzzer. Take a listen to the final call from the Nuggets Radio Network.
4 seconds left. Two buckets. 2 points ties it up. LeBron in the paint. Layup no good. Got his own board. There's the horn! And the Denver Nuggets, for the first time in franchise history, will go to the NBA Finals!
Hey, you want to know what type of dude Nikola Jokic is? After the game on ESPN, Nikola Jokic, one of the first things that he did, he showed love to the 40-point, almost triple-double loser in LeBron James. Listen to Jokic.
We had an amazing game. We couldn't stop him in the first half. We found a way to make him take a little bit tougher shots, but he's still one of the best that ever played this game.
Well, we know that without a shadow of a doubt. Denver Nuggets head coach Mike Malone. He has talked repeatedly, seemingly win after win after win, series victory after series victory, about how the Nuggets aren't getting their just due. The Nuggets are not getting their respect. And he said a few minutes ago, yeah, we're going to the NBA Finals. It's not over yet, though.
I think it starts with a belief, you know, in themselves, but probably more importantly in the collective, you know, the man next to them. And to beat this team in the Western Conference Finals and to get the first sweep in franchise history, to get the first Western Conference Championship in franchise history, it means a lot. But I speak for 17 players in that locker room and the entire organization. We are not satisfied.
And why should they be? You don't go this far just to be satisfied and happy. The Denver Nuggets, they threw on their NBA Finals T-shirts. They threw on their, Western Conference Finals champs hats. Nikola Jokic got his MVP award. They gave him a physical trophy. It looked like a little speck in his hand. And I'm sure that'll sit on a nightstand somewhere collecting dust. It won't matter unless he wins the big one. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Mark is calling from Nova Scotia. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Mark.
Hey, JR. First, I'll state the obvious. Obviously, Jokic, one of the greatest all-around performances, at least I've ever seen in the playoffs, especially in a closeout game. I'm sure there's been some better ones historically. The stat sheet's insane. But as a proud Canadian, I want to give a big shout out to Jamal Murray, who I believe throughout this season, especially this playoffs, has established himself as not only an all-star caliber, obviously, but among the elite of the point guards in the NBA. I just want to know your thoughts on that.
Well, I think he was well on his way there. I remember years ago him coming up with Gary Harris and having to share the basketball. We know Gary Harris, they basically gave him the boot out to Orlando. And unfortunately, Jamal Murray went down with that ACL. And I think that was pretty much the slowdown or stopper. This has been his trajectory. And so I'm not surprised at anything that he's been able to do here right now. What you have to give him credit for, especially from what we've seen from existing talents, guys who have already been all-stars, is the consistency. Jamal Murray is playing excellent alongside of Nikola Jokic, and this is what Nikola Jokic has missed over the past few years. It's really having help. You know, there hasn't been a Michael Porter Jr. There hasn't been a Jamal Murray, and they've still had success. But now with those two dudes there with him and Aaron Gordon stepping up and Pope and Bruce Brown, they're going to the NBA Finals. And so good on Jamal Murray that more people are finding out how talented he is. This is what these stages are set for. And so good on him.
Absolutely. Yeah, I absolutely agree.
Thank you, Mark. Appreciate you for calling from Nova Scotia. Dale is calling from Birmingham. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Dale.
Hey, Dale. How you doing?
Very well.
Great. Jay, I just want to say something to the Laker Nation. I'm not a L.A. fan. They should be elated. To come from where they started to where they ended up is nothing but fantastic. So they should be happy. And this Ultra, what is his name? Hachimura? This guy.
Rui Hachimura. Yes, Rui Hachimura. Yes.
Yes. I mean, where did he come from? I mean, he's just great, too.
Well, he came from Washington.
Right. And another one, I heard you talking about the referees. I used to coach in Atlanta. God, I can't think of the church now. But
it doesn't matter, but go ahead.
Yeah, but the referees, I taught my kids, if you don't hear the whistle, keep playing. Just play through. So, I mean, hey, series is great. Denver's going to win the whole thing. And, man, you couldn't ask me anything more.
Okay. Well, thank you, Dale, for calling from Birmingham. He already got the Nuggets beating the Miami Heat. Well, let's see if the Heat just put a stamp out on or stomp out the Celtics. Just put them out their misery, right? We don't need to see any more Boston Celtics basketball. Malcolm Brogdon spoke to the media on Monday, and he pretty much said, yeah, we're just inconsistent. We've been inconsistent all season long. And if you listen to just the words in the press conferences from Tatum and Brown, they've given up. They've quit. And so the Miami Heat need to just get them the hell up on out of here. I'm sure the Celtics are all ready for vacation, and then we can legitimately move on to the NBA Finals. With the Denver Nuggets, they did their part. They dispatched and got rid of the Los Angeles Lakers tonight, and the world will move on without LeBron James. And I agree with what Dale just said. I don't know if I would be elated, but based on where the Los Angeles Lakers were throughout the course of the season, starting off at 2-10, going into the playoffs, making it all the way to the Western Conference Finals, I got to give them credit. It didn't look like they were going to make the playoffs. It looked like the Lakers season in whole was lost. And so, but now you look at the small of it. Yeah, LeBron James will be older. You have to look at some of the dudes who might be gone and are going to be eligible for contracts in other places. Austin Reeves, Rui Hachimura. You look at D'Angelo Russell. I would not want to play with that dude in a big spot or game ever again. And do you want to bring in Kyrie? And how do you do it? So there's a lot of questions for the Los Angeles Lakers, but a big focus is on tonight. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Kellen is here from Maryland. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR. Thanks for having me, guys. Sure. Wanted to definitely touch base with about the Lakers. I'm a huge Lakers fan, even bigger LeBron fan. But hopefully those guys can retool, like you were saying earlier, you know, get Kyrie probably, hopefully. Definitely get rid of D. Russell, man. I think he was one of the weak links that killed us, you know, correct, these past couple games.
Yeah, you can't score. You can't score 4 points. This is pretty much the log here for D'Angelo Russell over the past several games. So Darvin Ham finally decided to sit him down out of the starting lineup. Just here in the Western Conference Finals, 4 points tonight. He had 3 points in Game 3. He had 10 points in Game 2. He had 8 points in Game 1. And he wasn't a model of consistency against the Warriors either. 19 points, 15 points, 4 points, 21, 10, 19. He's just pretty pathetic, man.
Yeah, like you said, and the other part about it, with a guy like him, he's pretty much, it's either he's going to score or he's not going to do anything else. So he has no type of other effectiveness on the court. You see what I'm saying? So it's, he definitely put us in a bind. And I think, like you were saying, Coach Han probably wanted to put him on the bench earlier, even in the Warriors series. He just, you know, was trying to figure out a way for him.
You don't want to kill with someone that bad, and you know they have the talent. He's already shot confidence-wise. You don't want to bury him. And that was pretty much, I can imagine, the only thing. And so it worked all the way up until here in the Western Conference Finals, a little too late. You know, I don't think anyone would have imagined that you would get 20-plus points from Austin Reeves almost every game. Tonight he finished with 17. But the Lakers, they got their work cut out for them moving forward. And let's see what they
do. Like you said, Austin Reeves, man, definitely a bright spot. I was kind of shocked about his play. I didn't know that he was that talented, talented.
If D'Angelo Russell showed up this series and just said, hey, guys, here's 16, 15 points and 6 assists, I think they would be in a completely different spot.
Yeah, at least.
But they're not. Kellen, thank you so much for calling from Maryland. 855-212-4CBS. We're going to take a break. And on the other side, I'm going to get to more of your calls. LeBron James, he just stepped away from the press conference. We're going to hear from LeBron. We're going to hear from Darvin Ham. He had a lot of praise for LeBron James and what he has done. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. Jamal Murray, he just sat down, and I'm pretty sure he is feeling like he is on cloud nine. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, first off, for making my drive from the south side of Atlanta to the north side every night bearable.
I always enjoy listening to you, man. Intellectual and introspective. I appreciate you.
I just started listening to you about 6 months ago. Man, I love your show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, where's the lady that said she enjoys listening to this more than she does her husband? Where's that lady at?
Oh, that's coming next. Rejoin.
Oh, awesome. Yeah, she's great. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Lakers season done. Nuggets win 113 to 111. LeBron James, he just stepped away from the press conference. It was a very lengthy press conference. LeBron James, I guess one of the first things he was asked, man, you had to go out there and play all 48 minutes. You had 40 points. You had 31 of them in the first half. How the hell do you prepare for something like this, LeBron?
For me, it's just, you know, just a mindset, you know, and training the mind. You know, you train the mind, the body will fall where it may, and, you know, take care of the rest. So, you know, knowing coming into a game where I may have to play a full game, it's just my mindset. And, you know, wasn't able to come through. Lost me and get the win. That was just my mindset going into tonight.
Dan.
LeBron, throughout the year, we've talked a bunch of times just about how long this season was. I think I've seen you yawn more than I've seen anybody yawn through the course of a season. But how did this group energize you as it got into the postseason and as you got a chance to get, you know, one level away from the finals?
I think it energized me from the moment that I was out for those 4 weeks, and I was just seeing, you know, the type of team that we had, the type of energy that we brought into the locker room, the type of energy we brought onto the floor. You know, and I just couldn't wait to join these guys with action and get on the floor. And, you know, and I knew how much I could make an impact with the group of guys. But it was always it was an exciting moment when we was able just to bring those guys into the locker room, you know, and, you know, we were just a better team right away. And it resulted in us getting to the Western Conference Finals.
Yeah, who would have thought? I thought the Lakers season, I thought it was going to be a wash. A complete, not even a wash. I was going to be washed out. LeBron James was asked, oh, this is fun, by the way. Anthony Davis it's his turn. You know, throughout the postseason, LeBron and Anthony Davis, they have been a package deal when speaking to the media. But I guess with the loss tonight, you give LeBron his own time. You separate Anthony Davis. So Anthony Davis is here in front of the media. He should be interesting to hear. LeBron James was asked to reflect on the entire season. Take a listen.
LeBron, how do you, on an individual level, reflect on your season? You're 38, you're 20. You know, a lot.
I really don't. It's not who I am. I guess I reflect on my career when I'm done. But I don't know. I'll let you guys talk about it. One thing that I only concern myself with is being available to my teammates, and I don't like the fact that I didn't play as many games as I would like because of injury. That's the only thing I care about, is being available to my teammates.
I don't know if that's not true. I mean, a big portion of this season early on for the Los Angeles Lakers was LeBron James passing Kareem. And so there's certainly time to reflect on what he's done. Even in the past, LeBron James has openly talked about chasing the ghost of Michael Jordan, and that's the last thing. So he's well aware of, you know, what he's doing and what's happening and what has happened, what needs to occur here in his career. So a little surprising to hear him say that, because it's not true at all. He talked about his frustration after a game like this and a losing effort. LeBron gives you 40 points, 10 rebounds, and 9 assists.
Obviously frustrated. Not being able to, you know, close out one of these games where you were in every game. You know, 2 games in Denver, 2 games here. We were in every game. We were winning, you know, about 15 and a half. And, you know, they hit us with a 36-point quarter. You know, took momentum of the game. We still have an opportunity. And just couldn't make plays down the stretch. So that's the frustrating part. But, you know, you tip your hat to them. Like I said, it's a great team.
Yeah, coming out of halftime, Denver Nuggets were down 73-58. In that third quarter, the Denver Nuggets outscored the Lakers 36-16. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. It is just wild to think about. LeBron James, let me say this again. LeBron James had 40 points. Anthony Davis had 21. And D'Angelo Russell said, hey, guys, I got 4 points for you. He got benched, and he's like, I got 4 points. Don is calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Don.
Hey, JR, can you hear me okay?
Loud and clear. Yes, please. Go ahead.
Hey, I won't take up too much of your time. I enjoy listening to you. I'm a second-time caller. I called you about a few months back. I'm talking about Jim Caldwell and how screwed over he gets. But we're talking about NBA ball tonight. And, hey, listen, man, I'm just thankful to be alive to enjoy the game. I have no favorite teams, but I have a passion for the game. And LeBron, man, he's the guy is a god here on this earth. Not a god in general, because there's only one god. But the guy is just amazing. And I don't blame if he makes a mistake, drops a ball, slips out of his hand. I don't bring that guy down for nothing. This guy is beyond any words I can think of. Okay. Now, as far as that D. Russell guy, I'm not going to call him a bum, but he probably shouldn't be a starter. I'm not sure why. And maybe you can help me out on this once I hang up with you. I don't know why Coach Ham didn't throw Beasley in. Beasley probably would have been a hell of a whole lot better than Russell. And maybe he would have got hot and came up with 20 or 30 points. I'm not sure why Beasley has been thrown in the last couple of games. But, hey, what do I know? I'm no coach. But hopefully you can, you know, elaborate on that. And as far as the referees, they're human. They make mistakes and unfortunately can cost a game. But leave no doubt. Don't leave a game too close where you have to sometimes depend on a referee to blow a whistle or hope they blow a whistle. Leave no doubt. So that's all I have to say. Thanks a lot for your time.
Thank you, Don, for calling from San Diego. Well, Malik Beasley has played sparingly here throughout the course of the postseason. So I think at that point, you're just throwing crap up against the wall and hoping that something sticks. With D'Angelo Russell and his track record in the NBA, you would expect him to perform better than his output. You didn't want to call him a bum. I got no problem with calling him a bum, especially here how he's played in the Western Conference Finals, which is now over. You can't wake up and just say, hey, guys, I got 4 points for you. Like, his confidence must really be in the toilet. You know, Kyrie Irving showed up to watch them play earlier on in the postseason. And, I mean, I don't want to call it a jerk move. Kyrie Irving can do whatever the hell he wants. But, I mean, you showing up at the front, it was well known back at the trade deadline that LeBron James wanted you. You wanted LeBron James. And it didn't happen. The Brooklyn Nets said, hell no, we ain't co-signing Kyrie going anywhere. And he was traded to Dallas, and they didn't even make the postseason. And so I'm sure Kyrie Irving is somewhere just like, yep, this is what you get. Well, y'all couldn't bring me in? Well, now you know you need me. And the dollar signs might be ringing too. He might have to take less money. But between Austin Reeves and Rui Hachimura, and then you think about bringing in Kyrie, yeah, that's going to take some work. But this much we know. LeBron James does not need to be out there dragging teams along. He doesn't. This Lakers season, didn't expect them to be here. Got to give them credit. But they still need more. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Jamal Murray, he just finished up at his press conference. He was a big part of this game, a big part of the series. It's like he had 25-plus points for you every single game. And he pretty much mugged LeBron James at the end of the game. Did he get all ball? Did he get arm? We're going to hear from Jamal Murray on the other side of the break.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
I'd rather listen to you than my husband. Okay, end of story. JR, you're great.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief. Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, now, listen to your spouse now. Please. I don't need no drama coming to my front door. Please keep me away from it. You know, we talked about Carmelo Anthony and his retirement earlier on in the show. I know both he and LeBron James, they are very good friends, and now they can get ready for vacation somewhere. I don't know. They can get back on a banana boat. They can go to a vineyard. They can find some good wine. LeBron James is going to have plenty of time to join Carmelo Anthony. Speaking of time, the Denver Nuggets, they're going to be off for 9 days before Game 1 of the NBA Finals. Game 1 does not take place until next Thursday, June 1st. So even if the Boston Celtics decide that they want to just finalize the nonsense tomorrow and the Miami Heat can get rid of them, we still will not have Game 1 until next Thursday. It'll also be a little bit of an adjustment. No, I think about the Memorial Day weekend and the holiday. I think about having a basketball game. The NBA has had so many memories, you know, over that weekend, on that Sunday night, that Monday. Not this year, unless the Boston Celtics are going to shock the living hell out of us, but I'm not expecting that at all. You know, right before we went to break, I also mentioned to you, I'm going to get to the phones in a second. Jamal Murray, he has had an amazing series. A lot of people have woken up to who he is and his talent. Tonight, he had 25 points. He was 10 of 18 from the field. Didn't make a 3, 0 of 4 from deep. But he was a big part of that last play of the game. As LeBron James drove to the basket, Aaron Gordon was pretty much on his hip, and Jamal Murray tried to, you know, put two hands down on the ball and force a jump ball, even though it was 4 seconds left, and no foul was called. And so Jamal Murray, he spoke. That was one of the first things he was asked about, and he gave this description of the final play of the game.
I was guarding Rui. He set a screen for Bron. AG chased him, and I just kind of had to be there, knowing that help would be behind me. And then I kind of caught his drive at the end. I could get the ball, and I just put two hands on it and didn't let him really get off a good shot.
No call. I'm not upset. I wouldn't have been upset either way. If they wanted to call a foul on LeBron James, or excuse me, not a foul on LeBron, if they wanted to call a foul on Gordon or Murray, I'd have been cool with that, but I was also fine with no call. It wasn't overly abusive as to, you know, LeBron driving to the basket. 855-212-4CBS. Chad is calling from PA. Go ahead, Chad.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Yeah, I was just, you know, I just wanted to say, you know, as far as, like, the sportsmanship and things of that nature, it was just a bad look for LeBron to just walk off the court. You know, it wasn't like it was like a 3-3 game, whereas, you know, like, they lost.
LeBron James went and greeted Jokic before walking off.
I just think that as far as Jokic, I mean, as far as all the other players, like, good game, you know, good game. I think it was just, it just didn't look good. It just didn't look good.
But what didn't look good? From what I saw, someone was in front of Nikola Jokic having a conversation with him after the final buzzer. LeBron James was a step away from Jokic. He was in between him and whoever Jokic was talking. LeBron James waited to greet and congratulate Jokic. They had a brief greeting, and LeBron walked away. What was not a good look?
No. I'm saying as far as all the other players, that's all I'm saying.
Oh, it's okay. That, all the other players.
Yeah, okay. like you know, dap him up, that. You know, congratulate him. Yes, he did that to Jokic, but then just walked off, and that's all I'm saying.
Chad, man, that's splitting hairs. And then I even
No, I'm not, because – you know, it's a lot of guys that, you know, a lot of great guys that, you know, think that self entitlement, like,
Chad,
you don't win it all. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't. Can you pause for a minute? Talking louder isn't going to change anything.
No. I'm hearing you.
No, but I want to hear myself without you. The fact
go ahead.
Is,
I'm listening.
When you are making a point, and the first thing you say is, it wasn't a good look for LeBron not to congratulate and just walk off. And then I say he waited to greet Jokic. And then now you're telling me it's the other players and it's not a good look. Anthony Davis went to go greet Jokic. I mean, to think about the entire roster, did I sit here and go, well, what did Schroeder go and do? Did Schroeder go ahead and show love? From what I saw, the Lakers stayed on the court. the ones that people give a damn about, and they congratulated the Nuggets. And so I think it's much to do about nothing. I mean, we hear all the time about, oh, my God, well, this team didn't greet this team. Well, look at what the Celtics did in the 80s, and look at what Isaiah and the Pistons did to the Bulls. I think that's much to do about nothing.
JR.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Chad. Yeah,
okay. No. The only point that I'm just saying is just the fact that, like, it wasn't like it was a 3-3, you know, series game. It wasn't like they got swept. And I know that they was embarrassed on their home court. And all I'm saying, it was just the initial reaction was just like, you know what? We lost. I'm out of here. I'm out. I don't want to be around this. I don't want to be, you know, involved in any of that. That's all I'm just trying to say.
Well, Chad, yes, that's true. But I think that's, and thank you for calling from Pennsylvania. That's very different from the first thing that you said. I'm sure the Los Angeles Lakers lost on their home court and didn't want to stick around for the Nuggets to celebrate. Like, yes, please. What don't we all already know? We know that. But please, don't make something out of nothing.
So, JR, I'm watching the video right in front of me.
Hold on, Shep.
Yep.
They greeted them. And so, like, let's not make up something that didn't exist. Please, go ahead, Chad.
This is insane. Like, you can't call. I mean, let's just be real about this. Like, Chad, like, you seem like a nice dude. You just can't call a national radio show and just flat out lie to, like, spin a narrative about LeBron James. Not only is JR 100% accurate in LeBron James waiting to greet Nikola Jokic when you don't want to do that after you get swept, especially on your home floor. But he literally showed props to Kentavious Caldwell-Pope. He did the same thing to Jamal Murray. He did the same thing to Bruce Brown. And that's just what was caught on camera. Like, we got to be respectful and honest in how we talk about LeBron James these days. And, Chad, you got to be better than that. I mean, you just can't make up lies about LeBron James not acknowledging the Denver Nuggets like that. That's just ridiculous.
It's easy just to go, well, you saw how everything he said changed throughout the conversation.
Yeah.
Like, come on now. And even after the fact, LeBron James sat at the press conference. Not only did he show love to Jokic and Shep, you just heard him show love to everybody else. LeBron James sat at the press conference and showed love to Jokic. Take a listen to this.
Like Joker, who, as big as he is, but also as cerebral he is, you can't really make many mistakes versus a guy like that. And even when you guard him for one of the best possessions that you think you've guarded him, he puts the ball behind his head, Larry Bird style, and shoots it 50 feet in the air, and it goes in. I think he did it like 4 or 5 times this series. So you do like this to him.
Yeah, that shot is going to be remembered for a long time. It doesn't even do justice trying to describe it over the air. He's at the inside the three-point line. He gets the ball off of a screen. Anthony Davis is guarding him, has his back to Anthony Davis, kind of puts a shoulder into him, spins out towards the three-point line. Anthony Davis is all up in his grill behind the three-point line, and Jokic just does a step-back, fadeaway, one-legged three-point shot in Anthony Davis' damn face, and it goes in. And as big and goofy and unathletic as Jokic looks, you look at it and just go, "This he's a bad dude. He is." Let's take a listen to that play one more time from the Nuggets Radio Network. It's amazing.
Jokic picked up by Davis. Takes a tough three.
Got it right at the horn!
It's nothing you could do about it. Anthony Davis just finished speaking as well, and he talked about why this hurts. Well, I mean, if Jokic was busting my ass and I couldn't do anything about it, I'd be hurt too. Listen.
It hurts right now, especially the way, you know, we lost. Not only tonight, but, you know, I think we gave away three games, and then we had tonight, and, you know, game 2 and 3 as well. No, it's just tough. I mean, you know, credit to Denver, obviously. They're a great ball club.
number one team for a reason. You know, their players played well, you know, throughout the entire series. But it's tough. Hurts, stings. And you know, we got to carry it into the next season. You know, keep this feeling, remember this feeling. And I mean, obviously we know where, you know, we started beginning of the year and where we got to. But that definitely wasn't, you know, the end goal for us.
Yeah. Well, it was hard to even have that goal at the beginning of the season. 855-212-4CBS. Mike is calling from Miami. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, how you doing, buddy?
Very well.
Excellent. Hey, I got to give the Lakers props, man. They had a great season, great turnaround. Future looks bright for them. They got to get rid of Russell, man. He's dead weight. But, I mean, if they can get Kyrie in there with LeBron, they got a good young core. Things are looking up for the Lakers. But Denver was the better team throughout the entire series. Jokic is just incredible, man. I've never seen a big man just do the things he does. They make it look so effortless. And like you say, he's the most unathletic big man. But, you know, I'm waiting for the Heat game tomorrow night. I hope to take care of business, man. I know people saying Boston quit last game. It definitely appeared that way. But, listen, when that final horn ends and we have the W tomorrow, I'll be more than, you know, I'll be convinced. But the thing, man, I know history's on our side. But Boston, man, I just have a gut feeling it's one of those teams that you got to put them away early. Come out guns blazing. Put them out of their misery. Don't even give them a second thought. But my question to you, you know, in case we win and then we got Jokic in the finals, man, I'm just thinking about matchup personal-wise with Jokic, man, because Zeller won't be able to guard him. Bam's going to have a difficult time. I mean, you got to force Jokic to beat him from the outside, which is easier said than done. But, I mean, if we see Miami in the finals, who do you have in there, Jay? What's your prediction?
Well, Mike, you got to wait a little while for that one, Mike. NBA Finals won't even start until next Thursday, June 1st. And
that's
so let's
right.
get one step at a time. I'm with you. I thought the Celtics were going to win this series and a close one, and it's been embarrassing. And so at this point, I am just ready. Get the Celtics out of here. Like, they're not interested. They don't want to play. And so let's see what Miami does on Tuesday night, and then we're going to have a whole week and more to talk about the finals. So stay tuned, okay, Mike?
Sounds good, Jared. Hey, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Miami. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls on the other side. Nikola Jokic, he just stepped away from his own press conference. He's a winner. He's a champ. He's going to the NBA Finals. What else is there for him to do but win a championship? He's getting closer. LeBron still waiting for another one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American-made, Michigan-made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold-out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights, fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.